Revealing the Truth is a half-hour program designed to share the deeper truths from the Bible. We invite you to join us now for today's study and to consider the following.
Do you want to be invited into the kingdom when Yahshua returns? Do you know what is required?
It has been almost 2,000 years since the Messiah has walked the earth. Satan has done much, from instilling pagan ideas into true worship, to actually encouraging men to cover up the true names of our Heavenly Father and His Son. Our mission and purpose is to reach people around the world with the message of the revealed personal names of Yahweh and His Son Yahshua the Messiah, as well as teaching the salvational truths that have been neglected for centuries. The kingdom of Yahweh is coming soon. It's time to prepare.
Welcome to Revealing the Truth. I'm John Fisher, and with me is David Brett. In the beginning of this program, I asked the question, do you want to be invited into the kingdom when Yahshua returns? And I also ask, do you know what is required? And clearly, I mean, because Yahshua says the path to destruction is broad. There'll be many people who will go that way to destruction. But the path into the kingdom is a very narrow path. And the word narrow there means squished. You have to push yourself through. I mean, that's the connotation of the word.
Could also mean hard-pressed.
Yeah.
Difficult. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so it's a narrow way. And for me, I interpret that as a very narrow, interpretation of the law of Yahweh, essentially, which is, you know, very conservative, not very liberal.
So when Yahweh says, thou shalt not lie, there's not much wiggle room for that?
Right.
What about white lies? Aren't they clean?
I think you get the picture.
Yeah, no.
Right. But in all seriousness, what does he say that we need to do in order to get into the kingdom? I mean, it's all through Scripture, I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, what it requires. And somehow, in our society, we have seen people misinterpret what Scripture is saying, and to include the idea of just believe. Okay, but what does believe mean? I mean, how do you know someone believes except through what they do? Right? Mm-hmm. Like Grandpa used to say, what you're doing speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. You know, we can say a lot of things, but if we're not doing what we say we're going to do, then what we're saying is essentially a lie to ourselves and to other people. So, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 19, beginning at verse 16, we have a situation where a man comes to Yahshua. Well, here it is, Matthew 19, beginning at verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, Yahshua, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is Yahweh. But if you want to enter into life, in other words, enter into eternal life in the kingdom of Yahweh, keep the commandments. And that's that's abundantly clear. I mean, what could that possibly mean except keep the commandments? And keeping something means holding them dear, protecting them, guarding them, and doing them, essentially.
That's one way of discerning whether or not one is in the Spirit. If one is not walking in the Spirit, they are not keeping the commandments. And that, I understand that's a bit of another study, but I just throw that out there because as you read through the Scriptures, you'll see that identified.
Right. Well, what's interesting is what follows. The young man's confused by that a little bit. It's because, I mean, Yahshua says, keep the commandments. What's so difficult about that? But then the man says, which ones? As if he didn't understand, that you know, the whole scripture that they had in that time, the Torah, the prophets, and the writings, all through them are commandments that are given by the prophets, by Moses, by King David, mm-hmm. As speaking for Yahweh. So he's the creator of the universe. He's the one who made all of us.
He should know what works for us.
Yeah, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. But he says, which ones? And then Yahshua said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Which is kind of interesting, because he basically lists six commandments. Mm-hmm. One of them is not in the Ten Commandments. The one that says you shall love your neighbor as yourself actually comes from Leviticus 19 and the second part of verse 18. But in them, I mean, he...
So you're saying that's an old commandment law?
Yes, and what's kind
of striking.
That's
shocking, but it's true.
I mean, all of them are old, you know, all of them are out of the Torah, essentially. You know, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and then Leviticus.
Yeah, I've heard some different numbers, but I understand it's over 200 quotes in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And of course, they didn't have the New Testament in New Testament times, and these are just letters that have been written. And they would have gone back to the Old Testament to verify, to examine, to live by Yahweh's word.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of the commandments are covered. Even the keeping the Sabbath is covered in the Scripture. It doesn't list the Ten Commandments in one place, but all through the Scripture, all through the New Testament, are verses say.
Absolutely. All ten commandments are covered in the New Testament.
Absolutely.
And there's two witnesses to the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. So you actually have three witnesses, which is what Scripture says you need for verifying truth.
Absolutely. And so... So, well, that's the end of the show. That's all you have to do.
Okay, moving right along. Okay.
But, I mean, seriously, in this day and at this time, people don't believe this. The most populous religion in the world, which is called Christianity, says that the law is dead, that we no longer are under the law, we no longer have to keep the commandments. In direct opposition from what Yahshua says out of his own mouth.
And, you know, I automatically think of empty, deceitful mm-hmm. philosophies of men, type of things that we're told, we're warned about. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, beware.
Yeah.
Don't fall into this type of
right. And that's out of Colossians
worship.
2, mm-hmm. right? And actually, why don't we just go there for the moment? And
One thing that we'll notice is that anti-law scriptures that are brought out, because we do recognize the New Testament as inspired scripture, but they use Paul's writings mm-hmm. as the toolbox of you know things to bring up. Mm-hmm. But Peter warns about doing that,
right.
or warns about Paul's writings being hard to understand, and he basically says lawless teachers will use his writings to justify what they're teaching.
Absolutely, and that's out of 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. Mm-hmm. Well, actually looking back at 15, as also our beloved brother Paul, mm-hmm. he's not putting Paul down here, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. Okay, mm-hmm. And at that time, what was considered the canon of scripture.
Yeah, the Tanakh.
The Torah, the writings, and the prophets. And so... Peter is saying, yeah, Paul has got wisdom, but those who are untaught in what?
In the law.
In the law, in the writings of the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. And so how important is it to understand the Torah, the prophets, and the writings? It is very important, as we will soon discover.
Did you know that the Heavenly Father's name has been purposely covered up in the Bible almost 7,000 times? It was done in an effort to protect people from blaspheming the sacred name. But because of this doctrine, people have broken the third commandment. It's time to come out of man-made errors and into the true worship of Yahweh, our Heavenly Father. To learn more, request your free in-depth study entitled The Mistaken J. Write to YAIY, 2963 County Road 233, Kingdom City, Missouri 65262, or visit us online at yaiy.org. You may also call toll-free 1-877-642-4101.
I hope I've established how important the writings of the Torah and the prophets and the poetry, the writings of the quote Old Testament is. Mm-hmm. But I was going to the book of Colossians, where we're going to take a look at what Paul says about listening to the philosophy and the empty deceits of man.
And before you go there, I just want to point out one other thing that we find in 2 Peter. Mm-hmm. He tells us, therefore, beloved, in verse 14 of 3, therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless, blameless.
Wow.
If we're going to be blameless, we're going to be sinless. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be walking in the Spirit.
Absolutely.
And you don't walk out of the Spirit and say, well, I'm keeping the commandments, because it doesn't match.
Yeah. Right, and we do not hold the position that just obeying the commandments is going to bring you salvation. It does not.
No, we cannot justify ourselves. We're justified in Messiah, mm-hmm. but it doesn't give us license to go back and start sinning, and that's the main point.
Right. It's, you know, when you understand this concept and you begin reading the Scripture anew, it'll just astound you as to how often this message is given in Scripture, mm-hmm. old and new. Okay, Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you of what? Cheat you of salvation, uh-huh. Through philosophy, which is the love of the writings of mankind, and empty deceit, in other words, lying with no substance to support the lie, according to the tradition of men. Oh, okay. And what
that opens up a floodgate.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I mean, Yahshua called the Pharisees a brood of vipers. He said that they worshipped in the house of Satan, that their father was the devil. I mean, these are terrible things to say to people.
But wait a minute. They were keeping the law, weren't they? Or what laws were they keeping, you know?
Well, they were keeping their own laws. Laws
their
that
laws,
Yahshua
yes.
pointed out prevented them from keeping the law of the Father.
Which he brings out in Matthew 15, for mm-hmm. example.
Right. Many times. Mm-hmm. And these are harsh words that he's saying, and I'm sure that they are out of anger. Mm-hmm. And what I know about anger is that we are angriest the most at those we love the most. And I am certain that Yahshua loved the Pharisees. I'm certain of that. And hence his anger that they would do something that would be destructive to themselves.
Yeah. Well, when he was on the stake, the, mm-hmm. the tree, we find that he was saying before he died, mm-hmm. you know, please forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Right. Now, when we come to understand what we are doing, that's when we're really, really responsible and need to pay attention to what we are doing. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure it's in line with His Word. So,
I mean, I just want to support that.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Right. This
program is going to be going through Scripture, all through the
right.
from the Genesis to
Revelation. Hebrews 10:26. Okay, I'm going to read it word for word here. For if we sin, which is a transgression of the law, mm-hmm. of Yahweh, willfully, in other words, we know what the law is and we're doing it because that's what we want to do, disobey the law, willfully, after we have received the knowledge of truth, mm-hmm. like what you were saying, after we know what the truth is, if we willfully disobey, then there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. What is this saying? If you know what is right and you don't do it, and you are against the law of Yahweh, then Yahshua's sacrifice does not count for you.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews 6 and verse 4, mm-hmm. For in the case of those who have once been enlightened, they now understand, and have tasted the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of Yahweh, the laws and, mm-hmm. and everything involved, and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance. Therefore, it's basically saying there is no more repentance that can be obtained. It says, since they again impale to themselves the Son of Yahweh and put him to open shame. So they are openly and defiantly disobeying Yahweh, and they're basically done.
Yeah. Are you listening? Are you hearing what the Word is speaking to you and to us? We could just read through the Scripture, and it'll be right there. Now going back to Colossians
2, yes.
Where Paul says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men, according to the basic. And basic here does not mean fundamental necessarily. It means, well, it is natural, the baser, the corrupt principles of the world, and not according to Messiah. Okay, so what does it mean to be according to Messiah? What does he teach us?
It's like walking in the Spirit. He walked in such a way that he did not disobey his Father. He only did what the Father had him do. And that's why he said, live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. That is your bread. That is our sustenance.
Right.
And it's the way we are to live. We're to follow in his footsteps. Paul himself said, follow me or imitate me as I imitate the Master. He says that in 1 Corinthians 11. Mm-hmm. And he was blameless according to the law in Acts, I believe we find that in Acts chapter 24.
Mm-hmm. And Paul goes on in verse 9 to say, for in him, in Yahshua, dwells all the fullness of the highest. The King James word there is Godhead, but it essentially means it's referring to Yahweh, the highest. Bodily. So Yahshua came to represent Yahweh in body, in form. And then it says, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. You are complete in him. Now, many people have taken that verse to mean all you need is Jesus. Just believe in him, and then you don't have to worry about anything else. You're in the kingdom. That's a teaching that I've heard many times. And I've heard many pastors also say, you can pick and choose what commandments you want to keep. It's like, doesn't it say that, if you've sinned against one of the commandments, then you've sinned against all? Mm-hmm. Well, then that's to say that it's not some accounting tally about, how many times you've disobeyed the commandments. But certainly it's in our heart that we want to obey Yahweh. Mm-hmm. There's no person walking on this planet who has not sinned, who has not acted against the will of Yahweh.
Well, the prophecies for the reason of receiving the Spirit today is to move us in the heart, mm-hmm. to get these things on our mind and to put them in action. Mm-hmm. And that's what Ezekiel 36, 26, 27 talks about. Mm-hmm. It's what Jeremiah 31, 31,
right.
32 talks
exactly.
about.
Exactly,
a
new
it's
covenant.
It's prophecy for us today. And it's what's happening. We're moved to obey.
Right.
We're obedient children.
Right, and this is the circumcision of the heart that Yahshua talks about. And what Paul talks about as well, that it's not the circumcision of the hands, but the circumcision of the heart, the willingness, the love of Messiah to obey the will of his Father. When you come back, we're going to elucidate this even more.
The appointed times or feasts of Leviticus chapter 23 were kept in the Old Testament, were kept in the New, and will be kept in the coming kingdom. The question is, why would we not keep them now? To learn more, request your free in-depth study entitled Biblical Holy Days. Write to YAIY 2963 County Road 233, Kingdom City, Missouri 65262 or visit online at yahiy.org. You may also call toll-free 1-877-642-4101.
As we're looking into Scripture, we see some very common principles that are taught. It's mm-hmm. like we have to be told over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if have you ever noticed that if you listen to something long enough, you begin to not hear it?
Or you believe it as the truth. Mm-hmm. And that works with the traditions of men. And of course, those traditions get passed on to mm-hmm. children, and they teach their children. It's almost like a generational curse mm-hmm. that can occur when you start lying and are syncretizing different beliefs, which has happened mm-hmm. from the 4th century on, for sure. We have evidence of that in the history books.
Yeah. So, Yahweh hates a mix. Mm-hmm. He wants people to be pure, to worship Him according to His standards, according to His will.
Yeah.
And we're not to mix in. I mean, the Israelites did this over and over and over again, and we are doing the same thing.
Yeah, Messiah is an example of which the Israelites were not mm-hmm. a good example to us. Mm-hmm. They kept going backwards rather than forwards. Mm-hmm. Messiah went forward, and He ended up going into the heavenly realm. Right. And, we need to follow Him and do the things that He did, and He never sinned.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's preparing a mansion for us. Mm-hmm. Which will come down from heaven, and we shall inherit the earth mm-hmm. if we're meek and
peacemakers.
Well, let me go back to these verses in Matthew 19, because some people will point out, well, he's listed the commandments 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
But so it's only those that we need to pay attention to.
Right. And that's being taught. I mean, mm-hmm. if it's not being taught openly and honestly, it is certainly being taught in a surreptitious manner, in a way, by excluding it, it doesn't exist. So what are the first four? Well, the first one is, you shall have no other Elohim, no other gods before me. And that's literally in my face. Don't put your worship of other deities in front of me. Mm. Okay, well, is there anything that's not in front of Him?
Yeah. Isn't that what Deuteronomy 12 and verse 30, 31 tells us?
Many, many, many times through the Scriptures. I know for sure it's in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, the first commandment mm-hmm. of the 10. The second one is not to make any idols that are in heaven, that are on earth, or even underneath the earth. Mm-hmm. So if a person carves out a carving of a cross, is that something that is not supposed to be made and worshipped? It looks like that to me. I mean, it's something here on earth, mm-hmm. right? And so in many churches, there are actual models of deities in Christian churches. those people who they believe are in heaven or are saints and all these kind of ideas, actually statues of individuals that people bow down, burn candles to, and worship.
Yeah, that's very interesting. We have a museum over about 30 miles west of us, mm-hmm. and in there they have little, I believe is a little Baal statue, mm-hmm. a little figurine, which was worshipped. And in that,
Baal is the Lord, right?
It's also equated. But there is a little dome over it. So it's like in this little area with a little dome area mm-hmm. Around it. Mm-hmm. And over about 10 miles south of us, there's a church that has something like that outside, but it's a depiction of a saint or, mm-hmm. or someone that they feel is important, but it looks just like the little figurine with a little encasement around it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It might be Mary, who mm-hmm. was born immaculately. A lot of people, you ask any Catholic, what is the teaching about immaculate conception? And most people will say, well, it's about Jesus who was born without sin. No, it's, if you look it up, you'll find that it's about Mary who was born without sin.
Wow.
Very interesting thing. Mm-hmm. I don't reading things in Scripture that says that. But yeah.
So we have these traditions of men that
right.
have been brought down.
And yeah, and
people get...
the third one uh-huh. is you should not take the name of Yahweh in vain. Well, what does in vain mean? Mm-hmm. It means ruin. Do not ruin the name of Yahweh. So if you say, well, I don't know what his name is, are you ruining the name of the master, of the creator?
Yeah. Well, sure, you're destroying it, covering up, making it of no
right.
use.
Yeah. And that would primarily apply to Judaism. But if you look in your scriptures, you will find in your preface, usually, that they are keeping the tradition of the Jews who do not use the name, do not print the mm-hmm. name of the Creator.
So again, it gets back to traditions of men.
Yeah. Is that going against what Yahweh wants?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
You know, do not destroy my name. Well, and then, you ask, what yeah. is his name? People won't know, really.
So it's like him saying, don't lie, and yet you turn around and start lying.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, we're not supposed to do that.
Right. And the fourth one is about the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day, mm-hmm. which has never been changed. I mean, and certainly since Yahshua was here walking on earth, and he would certainly know what day is the seventh day.
Today we call it Saturday, but you look it up in the dictionary, and
right.
it says the seventh day.
Right.
So the history books are, you know.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are four ways that we see alive and living in the world, not keeping the commandments, but disobeying these first four. So where does this come from? Well, it's not being taught. And so it's a lie by, I forget what they call that, by not telling you what the truth is. So
it's a deception.
It's not commission, but words. It's leaving something out.
Right.
And teaching it that way. Mm-hmm. So when Yahshua says, keep the commandments to this man who is asking, what must I do? In fact, he says, what one thing must I do? Well, okay, the one thing must do is keep the commandments. And I'm using the Ten Commandments as a model for all of the commandments. Yahweh,
it's the same model that Messiah took from.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he kept all the commandments, including the Sabbath day, including Passover, including the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the sheaf wave offering, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, tabernacles, and the last great day. These are all significant events. If you don't know, they are all about him. Mm-hmm. He fulfilled the first three. He fulfilled Passover, he fulfilled unleavened bread, and he fulfilled Pentecost. He gave his life, he suffered the sins, suffered for our sins. He removed the sin from us, and he gave us the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, with which we are to obey the commandments of Yahweh. He's going to come back. He's coming back on the day that no one knows the hour or the day or the time. Mm-hmm. What day is that?
Well, That's another
study. Another story. I'll just tell you. It's the Day of Trumpets. It mm-hmm. happens on the first day of the month, the seventh month, and we don't know when that is yeah. every year.
But most scholars agree that
right.
that's the time.
Right. Yeah. He will gather Israel, and he will lead those who are faithful to Yahweh into the kingdom. And at the end, after this thousand-year reign,
So are we to keep the commandments? That's the question.
We are to keep the commandments, all of them. And you will be blessed if you do.
Thank you for joining us today. Tune in next time as we look into more of Yahweh's Word and His revealed truth.